Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And we said bye-bye, we knew Reva would die. Jay still sucks and John's less mopey, but to fade it's goodbye. And then blonde triplets are trying to make humans die. Saying, Esme, it's just we, there's no I. Esme, it's just we, there's no I. Oh, and Blink's back. Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Gifted After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about Season 2, Episode 16, Omens. I am your host, Tehran, and joining me is Steph Sabra.
What's up, guys? I'm excited to talk about this.
Heather Wake.
Hey, guys. I don't know if I am, but I'm gonna.
And another Tehran.
Turn around.
No, every now and then I buy a $40 rope and a $20 hat.
Turn around.
Does it make you angry that there's all that is to your
Tehrans,
gimmick
yes.
is $60?
Turn around.
Tehran.
Guys, we're going to sing every time I'm on the show because last week you
yeah,
had
it. So last
you
had,
oh, Tehran's gone. Let's bring another black guy and have the most fun we've ever had on an after show.
And the most comments and the most views and the best live chat. Let's
yes,
just say.
Yes, baby. Yes.
Let's just say we thought about not having you on more often.
Sure, but you know who's here for me?
That's how you get canceled.
Ivan Soto. That's who.
I'm going to just be honest. If you want to purchase Tehran's look, it's the equivalent of $50 on Amazon.
That's
and
how
you
much
too
he's worth.
Can be Tehran.
You too can also be
And it comes with a free, really nice Mercedes.
It does.
Oh. It does. That's how he got his. It comes yeah. with a robe. He's got this, like, studded things on his robe this time. So I didn't get the look completely perfect. I didn't get the look. If you guys are only listening, then you have to go to YouTube to see what's actually going on because... Yeah, I look like Tehran in every way, shape, or form. I have the beard, I have the robe,
He's
I have
black.
The hat.
It's crazy. It's a crazy thing, and it's
yeah,
not blackface.
Wait, your
it's
beards
actually
are actually the same. That's,
I like is... that you guys are bookending us right now, too.
Which yeah. is great. It reminds me of The Gifted.
Exactly, which apparently we're here to talk about. The finale! Man, okay, let's talk about it. Overall
More
thoughts.
More like the final show I'll ever watch. overall, the show, look, I know not everyone on this panel was a fan of the season finale. I like the season finale. If this is the last episode, it's horrible. If this is just the beginning and we're going to get some Days of Future Past, which it looked like, then this is great. Could this have been a better episode? Yes, much. Was it a bad episode? Kind of. So, but I just really like the show, and so I give it a lot of leeway.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up on that, because I feel exactly the same. I have very much finale on Wii right now. I got what I wanted as far as, like, Clarice coming back and having that dangle, because that was, like, my main concern.
Her name is Blink.
Sorry. Blink
Erg
coming back.
Would not appreciate you right now.
Yeah, and John's name is Proudstar.
Yeah, by the way. Not Morningstar, though, because he's not a vegetarian. Got it.
Got it. Steph.
By excited, I was excited to talk to you guys. Particularly, I'm not excited about the episode. It was all flashback, which I hated, and I don't think it was necessary at all to move the plot forward. And Reed died, and I'm still depressed because I can't deal with loss. So that's me.
Yeah, I had a lot of high hopes for this finale. Yeah, we sing when you're here now, Tehran. Get used to it. Just doing it for you. I had a lot of high hopes for it. Obviously, the creators and the showrunner have been talking about how much special effects and how much all this is in it. And yes, there was a lot of explosions and there's a lot of fights and things like that. But it all equaled up to, like, an episode that felt like... If I just saw that finale and somebody told me, oh, this is the finale of a season, I'd be like, oh, did you not have enough episodes to get all the storylines
yeah.
out of the way? And then we had 16, and you're like, oh, what happened for the other 16? Well... We built up a lot of characters and then killed them, so episode 15 brings us back to where we were at the beginning of season 2, and yeah.
Did everyone else also have a problem because episode 15 seemed to be so good and you were expecting the expectations went up?
Yeah, 15
was 100%. Great.
It was the best episode of the season was last episode. And I understand that they probably didn't know. And I don't know if it's confirmed about season three. So they had to do it in a way that if it ended, it could have ended. But if it doesn't, it could be season three. So I get that. But it was still a ball buster.
It was iffy. And we can do an extended overall thoughts because it is the finale. So obviously, if you are watching this, I'd hope you've watched the finale already. And we are a fan network, so we're going to keep it as positive as possible. But yeah, honestly, as somebody who enjoys the show and just doesn't like wasted time, I feel like a lot of the episodes this season felt like wasted time. And the finale felt rushed.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as a fan, I feel kind of gypped a little bit. It was a little bit full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Just like a lot of, I mean, it did have more explosions than normal. So
it's just stupidity. I hate it when characters are treated stupid. John, this entire season, has been treated so stupid. This finale, it's like, I'm going to be a diversion. Let me just jump. There's no universe where that should have worked. They already know he's bulletproof. Jace went there with the express intention of getting Proud Star, where he's never called him Proud Star before, but okay. So he goes there with the express intention of getting John Proud Star, circles the building, and doesn't equip the people with guns that can break through his skin, even though he used that 50 cal bullet to kill Shatter, because we have to kill Shatter. It didn't make sense on that return. The plan of John to jump out there and be distracted and just stand in front of bullets, if it was Erg, maybe. But John doesn't make sense. He doesn't know what kind of caliber weapons they're fighting with. And if he was smart, he would assume they're using high caliber weaponry.
And it's a trope they've already used, having him as a diversion.
Use Polaris.
I mean, more or less.
All right, I'm just going to run through
the misuse. Here's also another problem with the show. The Gifted has so much potential, much like the Von Strucker twins, and yet they're just wasted potential. And that's the problem with the show, especially when you're in an age of Titans and Doom Patrol and these amazingly good shows that, yes, happen to be on subscription services, but they exist. You have the Umbrella Academy. You have storylines that can be fulfilling and fulfilled.
And complex.
And The Gifted has all the tools. You have characters where we are empathetic towards your character. We love this story. We are on board before you start. You have that. With other shows, you actually have to captivate us. With this show, we are already captivated. So take us there. Do not create this show. I think if there's any fault with the show, if it does fail, and I hope there is a season three, I hope we get the season three that we have earned, not the one we deserve, because we don't deserve a season three, but the one that the show has promised, and if Hulu picks it up. But what I'm trying to get to is this, is that you can do better. Do not make this show for the masses. And that's where it failed. Is it tried to give just a little bit to everyone instead of just, if you had created it for the audience that really was there for it, you would have had a successful
show. Yeah, don't create a comic book show.
Yeah, it's tough because it always wrote the characters like everyone was human. And it's just really annoying because I get that you're dealing with the humanity aspect of characters like struggling, like, oh, are they human or are they mutant? And is there this divisiveness between mutants and humans? But let's be honest, John shouldn't think like a human. He should think like a super-powered mofo who can, like, sense everything and do stuff. And I get it. You dull the senses with Blink and everything. But still, that's not the smartest plan of action. Then you go to Lorna. We're in this parking garage surrounded by metals, cars. They're throwing metal things at her.
Missiles!
Missiles are made of metal. And she just sits there doing nothing.
She
have
did
another
nothing this episode.
No, actually, she moved with the van, and it kind of pushed the big guy, and he got a little scared.
But which would be fine if this was Lorna at the two episodes before the end of season one. But we saw her bring down a plane. And then earlier this season, we saw her stop hundreds of bullets and just brush them like they're nothing.
Like they're nothing.
And then this, she's apparently scared to go out from in front of any van or anything, and she's doing nothing.
And they're shooting at you, by the way, with metal bullets. You can stop everything. You are the daughter of Magneto.
So, obviously, the relationship weakens her, so she should be alone forever, is what I think.
So that, then Marcus is obviously there too. He should be shooting the missiles in their hands so it blows them up in their hands instead of just shooting at vans and doing nothing.
Or they shouldn't be shooting at anything because there's so many missiles around. The concept is that when it comes to this show, we have given you the suspension of disbelief and we're already there. Take it home. All you have to do is make it reasonable, make it realistic. Since you're claiming it's a realistic show, you're showing these emotional diatribes between the characters. We appreciate it. Just do it Right. Do not you are actually questioning our intelligence a lot of times.
Let's speak to the fans, not to the writers, right now.
I'm speaking to the writers because the fans, we all agree.
The fan, but here, some fans disagree. But like, here's a thesis statement for the season that I never thought I'd say. In a show where the main character is a guy who can steal light and shoot lasers out of his hands, Lorna has magnetic powers. Andy and Lauren can blow stuff up. All buildings. The psychics, buildings, everyone's super powerful. Reed can disintegrate things. All of these mutants. Kate was the biggest badass in this entire episode.
And she didn't have a single Capri Sun this episode.
Didn't have a single Capri Sun moment.
Yeah, and those kids, a new Capri Sun.
No, but she's the only one who did anything. Like, by actively trying to do something.
And make
John
decisions.
Jumps out, doesn't really do anything. They get out super easy, because apparently as soon as one person jumps out of a building, the whole circling the building is off. Even when Reed goes to the top, he doesn't actually do anything.
Reva does something, and it causes. It's the causation.
Yeah, it's he just sits there on the floor, and then his power is overloaded. And I'm not going to discredit, like, Reed's sacrifice. I get it. It's a big moment for the show. But, you know, like... You know, he had a huge thing about killing somebody the other day. Kate just shot a guy, like, twice and killed him. Kate shot Fade. Like, that
Erg was useful.
Erg was useful, but even then, how useful was Erg?
I'm sure Kate's going to find out how useful Erg is later. What? I'm shipping it.
Erg. I was shipping Erg and John after that battle moment.
I am shipping that, too.
I ship that hard.
Can we just mention the music montage of John getting ready in makeup and everything, getting his tomahawk out, and then missing?
The only shot!
That was a Hallmark commercial.
Yeah.
At least he could have hit one of the side guys. Sure, you didn't want to kill Jason that moment. I understand.
It was a non-badass moment, which
it's
sucks.
Like his... his weapon of choice, and he missed, and then didn't get it back for the rest of the episode. I don't
know. What a waste.
You know they watched our show. I know they watch our show.
I know, and I
love the show. I
know they watch our show, but we're telling the truth. We don't hold punches like John does.
I like to be constructive in my criticism. I think they had a lot going on. I'll be honest. I don't think it's really the writer's fault. I think they have to avoid a lot of certain things. They have to brush scripts through a bunch of different processes and filters to make sure that it meets legality requirements, because they're working on a IP that's not their own. They have to deal with a lot of hoops to jump through just to make things happen. And then meanwhile...
They have to deal with Disney. I don't know how, but I feel like they do.
I feel like they do. And meanwhile, they don't know the future of the show, so they have to wrap it up in such a way that... If they don't get a season 3, it has to make sense. But everything that they've built up for this season 2 makes sense to be, okay, in season 3 it's this. Down to the titles of the episode, having the capital X in the first season, the capital M in this season.
We need at least 2 more seasons.
Yeah, you need 2 more seasons to make X-Men. It's like, I don't know, they're in a tight spot. I don't hold it against the writers for how the season came across. I'm just upset because I feel like... It had a lot of potential. I don't feel like we're getting a third season, and I just kind of feel gypped.
Do the writers of Legion not have the same process? Because they do.
I think the gifted, like Supergirl.
It's not Supergirl.
I think the gifted doesn't have the... Yeah, exactly. I mean, the writers of like the Arrowverse are all right by one another, and all of these Marvel TV shows I think are a little bit disjointed, so that can be a little bit of a disadvantage.
But what I'm saying is that the writers of Legion have done an excellent job of creating a show where it's masterful, it's mindful. They have
standalone product,
at least if not a similar budget, right?
Yeah.
So the concept is it's standalone. It doesn't crossover or step on anyone's toes, and yet it's brilliant and it's masterful.
They accomplished
and the
it, yeah.
Gifted has that potential, and I've seen bursts of it. Now, let's talk about what was good in this episode.
Can we do that? So, let's talk about what was good. So, the Inner Circle, let's start with that.
Reva died. I hate you. I hate all of you.
I love Reva.
She didn't
That's
have a,
you're a bad person stuff.
So I thought she had a pretty cool ending moment, though. I mean, it was like really the performance was just like, I don't know, kind of laser beam and like cold and intense. You knew she was
going
to die.
They were straight going for the Breaking Bad Poyos Hermanos moment. Nope!
I don't know. She didn't get to like fix her hair, like her tie before melting down. Like,
you know, I would have liked if Reed had this plan preordained in his mind before he got there,
and
then Kate figured
it
out.
Yeah,
and not instead of coming up with it right then. I felt like if Reed had already decided to sacrifice himself, I think it would have been a much more powerful scene. And also, if he had said something more powerful in
regarding... You get the Von Strucker.
Von Strucker.
Yeah. No, I think
you wanted the Von Strucker power. You can have it.
Yeah, because she definitely...
You guys remember that music box for 5 episodes?
Yeah.
You guys remember the hair in the music box that we didn't mention again?
Stuff like that. I felt like if all that came to play and he took the music box and the hair with him...
gave him more powers.
And it was more powers. I mean, he exploded the top part of the...
No, like controlled powers. Like something that could have killed Revo without blowing himself up.
No. The self-sacrifice was a huge play. Let's clarify that. His sacrifice was
one. All the things needed.
You just didn't want someone to die.
That
you didn't
wasn't
want anyone
needed.
To die.
Yeah, Reva, bye.
Yeah, because you have
Jace,
a problem.
Jace, I wish you were dead.
You don't like black people. But this is the thing, right? The concept that I think, okay? That's why you don't like Steven and I. Let's be fair. Let's be very fair.
I mean, we look exactly the same.
Thank
For
you.
Audio listeners, me and Tehran look exactly the same right now.
We're indistinguishable.
So.
I don't like villains. I like happy endings.
Okay. You know what? So does Robert Kraft. But the concept is this. Okay.
That's not true.
Yeah, he does. It was in the papers. So here's
Stop.
The concept. What? Too soon? So anyway, free Jesse Smollett. So listen, here's the thing about this, okay? If Reed had, if they just made the characters, I just don't like how they're always indecisive. You are some of the most powerful beings on the planet Earth. Whether you are Polaris, you are Proudstar, whether you are Lava Boy or Man or whatever we've decided to call him, you are the most powerful people. Utilize that. Let's be confident in our decisions and make these decisions knowing their outcomes and not always be surprised and shocked and quivering idiots. I that's what I want. Power mm-hmm. with these characters because we've given you enough arc in order to come to your own. And that's why Kate is such a defining when we talk about positive moments, Kate is the most positive aspect of this entire season. The person we liked the least has become a clear favorite.
I'm going to correct you. I've always liked Kate.
No, you didn't.
No,
yeah,
I have.
Always liked
I've
Kate
always
Amy
liked
Kate.
I just didn't like that they kept writing her character back into these corners of just like looping around the Capri Sun. Like literally she'd be badass one moment and then just go back to something she just completely learned the opposite of the next. That's what I disliked about the character.
You have a picture of Kate that you throw darts at. And, you know, Capri Sun, this.
That's a different Kate.
Oh, my fault.
It's a different Kate.
Oh, that's right.
And honestly, they're not darts. They're straws to Capri Sun. No. I'm trying to get it in that one little spot that's weaker.
I'm so sorry.
New Capri Sun.
All right, let's get into that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Is now a good time to talk about Esme and the sister since we're talking about Inner Circle? Because I did... more or less like that moment
I
when
like
she mended away.
The redemption of Esme.
Love
yeah. too.
I love Esme. Also, a character
you've had your
that
time to talk. It's
enough.
Heather's time to talk.
Sorry,
Heather, what do
not
you think
enough
of,
time.
What
not
do you
enough
think,
actress power.
What do you think
I
of
mean,
Esme's
awesome.
Redemption?
I guess it was. I mean, it was a moment again that I think we were all waiting for her to go against her sisters and have that redeeming moment. I get why they kept her like with her sisters, but we got no aftermath after that. Maybe we were supposed to get in the next season or whatever, but no, because then we see her at the end. She's like totally disbanded from them. So why didn't she leave with them?
Are we to believe
like,
they're
it was
dead?
No, because she had to be with them. No.
Well, I mean, she can't just leave the bodies there. Like she would have reacted the same way if they were dead. But
well,
like
then that was very anticlimactic. Then right?
if
I
they're
know.
Dead, then I'm upset.
Yeah,
but I thought I
she would have felt
they're
it.
Alive.
Two, that was a whole, like, her whole backstory was when the other two died, or was it three?
I mean, that is a setup if the other two are the main villains in the Days of Future Past storyline for season three.
Yeah, I don't think they died, because she would have felt it.
I love them. That character was another example of what they did right.
Yeah,
Esme
she was. Esme is amazing. The sisters are amazing. The acting is amazing.
We've
Jace
always
is
thought
amazing.
She was
oh, sorry.
I do think the actor playing Jace is amazing.
So let's
sure.
talk about Jace real quick. Jace obviously chases down John. John and Erg have gotten together, and John's beaten up Erg to load him up with power. Fisting Erg is my new punk band. But,
oh, God.
So Erg fires it. Erg fires his load at Jace, and John jumps after him and knocks him out. And John is now fisting Jace. So, what did you think of that line?
Don't be my friend now. Don't be my friend now. You're
what did you think of the line
person.
Where Jace is just like, kill me, I want to be with my daughter?
But
oh
that's
my
the
God,
thing.
You don't get that. I don't know, you're
a hater
because he's so like nothing he's seen. There's been so many scenes where he's like, maybe they're not as bad as I think they are, maybe I shouldn't group them all as these villains so many times, and finally at the end he's like asking just to go, like
right?
I actually kind of liked it because I mean it further showed that he's just completely fueled by pain.
Yeah,
I
but
guess.
He just reconciled with his wife on some level. I want to be with my daughter. Forget my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I think throughout this entire series, we can kind of know that his wife is not his first priority. I mean, really.
I guess Jace does have to be alive to know. If there is a season three, I would love to see him find out that Ryan has been completely screwing with the entire purifier mission.
That. Also, we got new Ted. New Ted was there for like 5 seconds. I'm so angry at the fact that we didn't get any solutions to 715 or like purifier involvement or anything.
It was strictly just to add to Reed's story, I suppose.
Story, which didn't make any sense because that would have been a huge takeaway for this finale, yes, for fans to have if that was the thing, and then Jace discovers it. Like
that Ryan was involved in that.
Because if Jace discovered Ryan was involved in that, and then the Days of Future Past things happen, and it has Jace like interacting with somebody who's a scientist again or something, then we're like, okay, so this is something happening in the woodwork that Blink from the future or another dimension could make sense with, of Jace wanting revenge, developing anti-mutant stuff or whatever it becomes. I don't know. It just feels like Jace's character was left out there in the ether.
Yeah, I mean, since they tried to use everybody, they didn't use anybody to, I think, full potential. I mean, not even Marcos, Lorna, Jace, none of, I don't think any of them, it was just useful. Sort of like peppery throughout mm-hmm. everything.
It's just another example of potential that they've laid breadcrumbs out for, but are just leaving without anything.
Mm-hmm. Ryan said that he had been involved for 5 years. Is that when 715 happened? 5 years ago? Oh, that's what I can, like, I feel like that maybe was them saying that it was him and Reba. I'm not sure. I couldn't put the years together. I don't know if you guys
possibly
know.
I mean, that sounds logical.
It's not good enough for me. They needed to really define that. Yeah. But still, it could have been it.
Here's my take on Jace, really quick. We had an almost redeeming moment. Was it last episode where he goes and talks to Ryan? He's like, there were kids there. They're not terrorists.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, okay, a flash of goodness in his heart. Maybe this is the one that brings him back. And then no, literally he just goes right back into his old ways as if nothing happened. Mm-hmm. He learned nothing from his mistakes. And that's what we can't stand, is a person who literally learns nothing. It'd be one thing if you consciously decide, but you're learning nothing from your subconscious mistakes.
Yeah, even going as far as to be like in this episode where he's like, we're keeping the human safe. Like that type of language with everything you've seen and all the types of things that are proving that there's kids and people involved that aren't all bad, and that's the language you use. I hate you.
All right, so everyone's upset at me saying there's breadcrumbs about 715 being an inside job. But it just... You guys got that feeling too, though, right?
I thought it would have been great. They don't think it is.
They don't think that there was any breadcrumbs or hints, but I feel like it's the only thing that pushes Jace forward, so it's the only thing that could, like, affect him.
Well, if there weren't breadcrumbs, I think it would have added a good dynamic to the story.
I completely think that 9/11 was an inside job.
But no, but look, Fenris power can't melt steel beams. But let's go back to it, like, 715, they're talking about thousands of humans dying, but then we just like so haphazardly mentioned the yacht that killed thousands of humans, and that was a mutant attack, but that's not like a big thing. So I feel like 715 has some significance that we just didn't tap into, or it just could have, and we just for some reason didn't, even though we had 6 freaking flashbacks about it this episode.
Seven.
If
you count the one where it was pointless. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the chat really quick. I'll shout out some people. BlackMagic99 says, no, not everyone, just Ivan. I agree, many, many breadcrumbs. Nicholas Kelly says, I guess my codename for Reed was perfect as Reva and her little minions died from nuclear breakdown. Reed used explosion. It was super effective. They're saying his nickname was Breakdown. BlackMagic said, all the characters suffer indecision. Nicholas Kelly said, or I keep shouting out Nicholas Kelly. Carlito Lee says, damn, I was about to miss this. Well, you didn't. And Kamari Harden says, yeah, and the Underground wants to prove they're humans too. If you guys are watching right now, please hit that thumbs up. It helps us out. And comment after this video is over, because commenting after the video is over keeps the conversation going between seasons.
I would just like to say, before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Much like the underground. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. We deserve it. If we haven't earned it yet, we will by the end of the show. But no matter who you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us except for Steph Sabraw. And we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. So beautifully said. Look at his wrist right now.
Oh, man. Shout out to Serpentina Lynn, who commented on iTunes with 5-star review. Season 3, Genosha. I didn't read much of AOA. I mostly know Blink from The Exiles. I hope she comes back more like that version. I'm done with this meek, unsure Link.
Thank you.
Or Blink, I want the fearsome aura. Genosha would be an interesting story.
That would be a good one.
More fierce.
It would be way better than Days of Future Past.
Yeah, Genosha. That's
her
a strong one.
Her hair was straightened.
I was like, I know.
If you guys want to know what could be, Google Genosha, X-Men, and you'll be
Days of Future Past is also an amazingly good storyline.
I know, but
not a good movie, but a great storyline.
If it's done right, and if they have the rights to use the names of the characters, and if they don't have that, it's like generic Capri Sun. It's like not quite Capri Sun, but it's like meh.
Capri Soon.
It's like don't
like
go
that orange drink Tang.
That's the thing. It's like don't
the purple stuff.
Don't recreate an iconic comic book storyline. If you have to do it half-assed, make your own storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
That's a great one. And it's the Gifted, guys. You could have done anything you want. No one's shipping the Gifted in the comic book universe. You could go any direction you want. And we would just say, this is Earth 927.
Also, somebody said, hey, Marcos did something useful for once. I think that's knocking out the Frost Sisters. But, hey, let's be honest.
Too little, too late.
Lorna could have done something in that moment, too.
Flashlight did it right, though.
He did it right.
He shot beams that may or may not have killed them, and we have no idea what he did.
He melted their frosty heart.
Exactly, like
he did. Oh, man. I don't know, guys. Let's move on. Blowing up the building. Andy and Lauren are forced to blow up the building. This was a cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
I dug that there's actually ramifications for them using their powers against each other. It tied in well with Esme's past, where it's like, hey, they forced you to use your powers against your will.
I like that a lot.
That was really good. Esme is one of the strongest featured characters. Venus' power is cool. And the way the building blew up and the way we get to see a guard walking along the building before they blow it up is nice. Killed a lot of people.
Oops.
Yeah.
Are they going to remember this date, or are we not going to remember this
date? Here's the thing. We blow up that building, and then there seems to be no mayhem or anything going on in the city afterwards. No traffic, nothing. Everyone's driving around as normal. People are just out of their homes as normal. Hey, welcome.
We need sirens.
No news flashes.
Something suspenseful, like, why were they able to just drive up to the building where the inner circle was and not have any fire hydrants, fire trucks going by them, or I don't know, craziness. They're talking about it on TV, though. And then we take advantage of the 2% of vulnerability.
Lack of security that the building has. Yes.
Lack of security that the building has.
Especially in the parking garage, apparently.
Yeah, so the best I can put it is that Reed was using all of his focus to keep his powers in check. And Reva took away his ability to focus on keeping his powers in check, which let them run wild. And that's why he exploded in the end.
Correct.
What do y'all think of this Reed sacrifice? My sacrifice!
Stop that. So, here's the thing.
Dead air.
I think the sacrifice, it added to Reed's story. I'm not going to necessarily miss him I think it added, you know, a bit more purpose. I think it could have come in a more dynamic way. I mean, I agree with what Tyrone said. It could have been something he was dealing with the entire episode versus like, hey, what if I go in?
Yeah, after 26 flashbacks, I wish I was more connected to Reed dying.
Because when Blink died,
let's be honest, we all felt it.
Yeah.
We were all like, oh no, we felt. When Reed died, we were like.
No, don't we. I was literally tearing up while all of you guys just continued with the conversation.
Okay, fine.
You were ordering that roasted chicken salad.
I ordered it before, and then I used the latter half of the episode to grieve. Reed. I was grieving.
Grieved Reed?
Yes. It's so sad. Andy finally
didn't grieve Reed.
Kate. Yes, she did.
In the moment.
She just knows. She's
I felt more for Kate than I did for Rhea. Yeah, as far as I the think whole the loss. Kids.
Right? Yes, Kate was a very good character. Yeah. Strong.
All of them really portrayed that
is.
Well.
I Kate
really...
is a very good character. Tehran's on this whole bender.
Even during
this was a series
finale. The eulogy scene when obviously Kate comes to sort of like share the news. I don't know.
One candle is all they could afford for Reed.
Yeah, sadly.
And it wasn't even a good candle. It was clearly a
dollar store candle.
It wasn't even like a knife. It wasn't even a Bed Bath & Beyond candle. Now, it wasn't one of the candles that the white girls go up to and go, oh my God, it smells like tangerine. Can you believe it? Like, it says tangerine. No, they didn't
go up to
that
one. One of those like Jesus candles.
Here's my rewrite of Reed's death, right? Reed dies. We hear the eulogy. It goes through a montage, right? But then it ends at an actual, like, X-Men style funeral where there's, like, the green lawns. They're lowering the urn and something. And then somebody walks up and whispers something to John's ear. And then their skin changes and they turn in and it's like Mystique and they walk away or something like that.
Dude.
Or it's Evangeline is alive and well and you see like the dragon tail
yeah,
and she walks away.
I don't believe
something.
Evangeline's
gone.
Dead? No. Oh, what happened to that storyline? Breadcrumbs.
Oh, it died with the rest of the Morlocks. Oh, where are the rest of the Morlocks except for Urg? Oh, they're gone too. Okay.
Breadcrumbs.
I feel like there was a loaf
once
in that
again,
writer's
we
room.
We like the show.
And then
we like the show.
The network just like ate away at that loaf until all that was left was breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And that's all we got was breadcrumbs.
I just want to remind everyone we do really like the show and that's why we have so much to say.
We're a not yellow, mad, we're just
a yellow Pikmin says they should have foreshadowed his death long ago instead of shoving flashbacks down our throat. I called Reed dying in the finale like 10 episodes ago.
No, I think since the premiere.
Like, probably actually. Cause
you did.
Yeah, because it just, and especially as soon as we saw what his power was, we're like, oh, and then the doctor's saying, yeah, it could explode if you don't take this medication.
And that's the thing, we're not
in that
getting,
moment, we all knew he was gone.
Yeah, we're not getting hit with the element of surprise, so you might as well indulge in other aspects.
And also, the flashbacks were actually kind of pointless flashbacks. What did they actually accomplish?
They only showed, they gave Reed a backstory.
We know Reed's backstory.
That's what I'm saying.
The only thing we learned is that he decided to join the fight against mutants because of 715, which only means that he's 5 years invested
if
in
anything,
all this.
We got more of Lauren's backstory, mm-hmm. which we already knew that story. She already told us that she wanted to tell her dad that something happened, which triggered her power.
Because she's the Jussie Smollett of the mutant
oh,
world.
Oh, God. So was there some weird kind of like comparison they were trying to draw with Reed and Jace? Where, like, Reed joined the Sentinel Services after, or joined his whatever, after 715, and Jace did the same thing, inspired after 715, and they ended up on different sides. And then Reed killed himself for the cause, and Jace was willing to kill himself for the cause.
If they did a flashback of both kind of paralleling each other, they did, if that was their intention, which I'm actually agreeing with you, the way you presented it, they did it poorly.
Yeah.
I really don't like it when I can feel like a scene was written just to pull my heartstrings because then it's like, I mean, I feel like you're just trying to manipulate.
Yeah, La La Land.
If it took you two seasons to define the backstory of one of your main characters, the literal picture of the season one introduction is the Strucker family, then that's not okay.
I also love that Annie and Lauren's entire purpose this season was to get stronger just to be used by somebody else and then be taken out of the finale 25 minutes into it.
Well, I mean...
Oh, did I say I love that? No, I hated that. Sorry. I use the wrong word sometimes.
Almost all of the cast. I mean, we've already kind of been kicking a dead horse with that, but they have been underutilized.
Kicking a dead Evangeline?
We are the reason the show's getting canceled, by the way.
We're the worst.
Like, also, I can't wait for season 3.
I really love the show. I just am like... I know the characters, I feel like, better than this finale portrayed.
I like the show. I think it has a lot of potential, and I hope it gets a season 3.
Hold on.
Me too.
So, Urg stays? Are we looking at Urg staying?
Urg stays.
Okay, so... Bishop.
All right. Yeah, right. Let's throw it on the wide shot for a second, Jonathan. Let's get these kids some new Capri Sun really quick.
Get those kids some new Capri Sun.
If you want this show to get a third season, raise your hand. If you think this show will get a third season, raise your hand. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
optimism.
That's still good. That's still good. If 50% of the audience think that. If you guys want this show to get a third season, hit that thumbs up button, because we'll be back here covering it. Hopefully the four of us, and if not, we'll replace Tehran with Michael Young again, because that seems to get way more views and a way better show out of it.
Okay, so first of all,
let's move on. We're going to be breaking it down, the ending right now. Blink, what do we think's going on? Predictions. We're in predictions now.
I predict that...
I love the confidence.
Blink will come from the future.
We could be the members of the underground. With the lack of
Blink
problems.
Will come from the future and convince the network to keep it on and convince Hulu to save it. And then they will.
I hope it goes to Hulu.
Yeah, go
I hope it goes
and,
to Hulu. All
maybe she came. She came from the future of season three on Fox, and they need to change it now and be like, guys. Let's go to Hulu so it can be dark and actually have these characters
yeah.
we love.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Moss will play Mystique.
Or Kate Beckinsale. She could play Mystique.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Tehran has some stories. Shout out to Myri Girl, Louie Lucy. These are all people who think it'll get a season three. Myri Girl, Little Lucy, Sabretooth, Nicholas Kelly, Mesa Diani, Mario Villalobos, Joshy Josh, Jonathan
is
Shaw, Ty
Davies. No.
I mean, a lot of fans want a third season.
We
I'm
do.
With them. I want a third season.
On Hulu.
On Hulu, maybe.
Me too.
Different writers. Let's... Let's go.
Same writers, but unleashed. Let's not.
Where do you think? Where do you think the portal? Well, yeah, same writers, but
future.
Unleashed. Without
Days of Future
without
Past.
Hoops to jump through with the network. Tehran, Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
All right.
And I
don't
really
know.
Like Genosha, by the way. I really like your Genosha thing, but I
that
don't
was
think,
a comment on iTunes.
Oh, I don't think they're there yet. But
yeah,
Days of Future Past.
I'm not gonna. I don't know what Genosha is, but I like the sound of it.
It's the island where all the mutants.
So remember Logan in Logan, where they're talking about like, oh, we need to go to these coordinates where all the mutants are going to be, and we can create our own place. That's Genosha.
That's what we thought was happening this season.
Ah, well.
Yeah. We thought this was the founding of Genosha.
Yeah,
on the
it was amazing. Magneto. Oh my gosh, Genosha's a great story.
It is.
M.
So, you think it's Days of Future Past?
Yeah, realistically,
Steph.
I think Genosha could still be a possibility. I want to see where Blink's taking them. There's clearly some, I don't know, alternate dimension where things are happening.
And the show gets ratings.
Yeah, and maybe they can live there peacefully with the baby.
Okay, yeah, because we did see Lauren and Marcos with their baby again, so they're
never
back to being parents.
Never want them to live peacefully.
Well,
yeah.
It will be that peacefully, but it'll, like, they're building something. Maybe there's a space where they can build.
All right, so season three, but the baby dies, or no season three and the baby lives. You have to choose.
Baby die.
Bye, baby.
Bye,
Miss American baby. All right, so here's my theory for Blink. That wasn't the Blink that we know.
Yeah.
Just to be very fair, technically speaking, is... Flashlight and American Citizen. Can we talk about
stop.
That?
Okay. No. Not even touching that. Okay. Not even touching that with a laser. I think that the Blink we saw is another dimension's Blink.
That's a good point. I thought so too.
Our Blink died after traveling through the portal, and the other Blink found her and found out that there was a parallel dimension she could get mutants for help from.
That's kind of was, yeah, I forgot to mention that. That was the vibe I was picking up.
She isn't pushing it. She's throwing things.
Yeah, it's a throwing thing. The portal looked different as it was forming. Also, she didn't run into John's arms, Proudstar's strong arms, as soon as she saw him. She wasn't like, oh, hey, guys, what up?
But
yeah.
Regular Clarice
either.
Wouldn't do that either, because she independent. Just saying.
She did a couple times.
I don't know. I don't think it's the same Blink. I think it's a completely new Blink. I think
straight
they don't know
hair
that.
Blink.
And I also don't think that it's the future. I think it's another dimension. And she tricks them.
Hulu.
Blink.
Hulu Blink.
All right. In one sentence or more. Wait, that doesn't make sense. In two sentences or less, Tehran, review season two of The Gifted.
At I am Tehran, all across the board, Facebook. Oh.
Review season two of The Gifted.
I think I just did.
All right. And Heather.
There's always hope for season three.
That's your season two
oh
review?
Oh my gosh. I really liked season two.
Stop.
I think we have stuff to build on.
Stop
and
that's
I'm
the
excited
second,
for a
two
new
sentences.
Future.
In 3 years, I'll tell people it gets good after season two.
Listen, I just want to say we like The Gifted because a lot of people always, We are avid fans of the Marvel Universe.
Season one was good. I can't say
season
that
one was
good. Season one was great.
We expected a lot out of season two, and maybe they didn't let them have it.
Yeah, a lot of times shows will do that, though. They'll dip in either the second or the third season.
No, not shows that should be
If good. I could have binged this show, I would not have been as upset.
Yeah.
If I watched 16 hours of this show front to back and I could watch it at my leisure, I would not have been as upset.
True. Because we waited.
And we waited 2 weeks between some episodes.
3 weeks sometimes.
Like, damn. Hard to, like, keep an audience entertained and not upset, because once you give us time to think about stuff and then not live up to it, it's a bad thing. Don't give us time to think about stuff.
That's true.
That's how I feel about relationships. You just can't give her time.
I mean, yeah, a lot of Netflix shows, once I think about them, they don't seem as good as they were after I just finished them.
Bird Box.
Umbrella Academy.
Well,
you're not a good person.
I'm not a good person. Tehran's hosting
like
the Umbrella Academy.
Okay.
Different
find me
show.
At I Am Tehran all across the board.
Where can we find you, Heather?
Hey, guys. On Instagram, find me at heather.wake. On Twitter, heather_wake.
Steph.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And you guys can find me at Stephen Lemieux. And Joshy Josh, shout out to you in the chat saying we're really mean about this show. We want the best for the show. If you guys really love it, tell us why you love it and tell us why we're wrong in the comments, because I want to know why I'm wrong. It's tough to be analytical and also suspend all disbelief.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's really difficult.
We know too much.
He knows a lot of stories about Kate Beckinsale. We got 92 people watching. Thank you guys so much for watching live. Hit that thumbs up if you enjoyed it. Please subscribe. And tomorrow, make sure to tune in, because I'm doing the Deadly Class after show, and we have Tom Stevens in studio for it, which is going to be great.
Is that a good show?
It's fun. Very fun. Tune in, I'd say next week, but I don't know. I'd say next season, but I don't know. Stalk us. My address is, we'll see you next week. Wait, no. We'll see you later. Bye.
Get those kids some new cookies.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.